Well, welcome you guys to this call tonight. I'm so excited you're here with me. And my name is Becky Malden. I'm a naturopath and the owner of Pure Vitality, a wellness center located in Douglasville, Georgia. And we help clients all over the country with all kinds of health issues, help them to find true, lasting health results that it deals with the root cause of health issues. We like to look at, well, me in particular, I like to look at myself as a health detective. And I've been through a lot of health issues myself, and that's kind of how I got into this. And I've learned so much along the way, and it's nice to be able to uncover what's really going on in someone's health and really address it and allow the body to really heal on a core level. And that's just not something we get with modern medicine at all. They just like to give people drugs to cover up symptoms, but when you actually give the body what it needs as far as food and nutrition and detoxification, then it heals itself. So we believe that the body is designed by God to heal itself automatically. So all we have to do is give it what it needs, and it's just going to happen. So today we're going to talk about infrared light therapy, and in particular the Lumen Photon Light Pad, which is a really unique tool and a healing tool that I have in my practice that I got about, I want to say, probably like 5 or 6 years ago now. I've had it for quite a while. And I got it, I first learned about it because I had a dental issue that needed to be dealt with, and this was something that was suggested to me. And I am so glad that I invested the money into having this technology because it has come in handy for so many things. You would not believe all the different things it's good for. So that's what I'm going to share with you tonight, is about the technology, about what I recently used it for to recover from an automobile accident, and then all the other things that it's good for as well, and how it works, and why you should own one, because it's just such an invaluable tool for healing that I seem to have used it so much recently, especially, and I just would never want to be without it. So it's a little flexible pad that has LED lights mounted on it, and there are infrared lights and far infrared lights. The infrared lights are the ones that when you turn it on, they look red. And the far infrared, it's actually on, but we can't see that wavelength with the human eye, so they look like they're just not lit, but they really are lit. And so they're emitting the frequencies of the far infrared and infrared wavelengths, which is obviously very healing to the body. That's what our far infrared sauna emits, and it's what, you know, that's the natural frequency of the sun, so our bodies are just, it's a really healing frequency. But this Lumen Photon light pad also has certain frequencies that it emits, and I'll talk more about that in just a moment. But the way that it works is our bodies they're designed to be stimulated by light, obviously. And so there's different ways to use light, and infrared light's been used for many things, and there's lasers and all kinds of things, but these LED lights they're not as expensive, and they actually work really, really well. And they stimulate all kinds of things in our body. So the way I first discovered it is when I had my health issues, I've had so many different things over the years, multiple chemical sensitivity, and I recovered from that with a lot of detoxification. And I had mold exposure, Lyme disease, you name it, I've pretty much had it. And so I had gone through a lot of my healing journey, but I was still hitting a roadblock, and so I went to see a practitioner who used electrodermal screening, the same thing that we use with our clients. And she found that I had a cavitation in my jawbone. And a cavitation is not something that a lot of people know what it is. It's not a cavity. What it is when you've had your wisdom teeth taken out, sometimes if they don't do it properly, there's a little tiny ligament that they may leave, or they may not sterilize it enough, or there's just different things that can go wrong. And you can have an infection set in that is anaerobic. You don't feel pain, but slowly but surely there is bacteria destroying your bone and causing dead tissue in your jawbone. Not a pleasant thought, right? So I had this going on, and it was a really severe one, and I was not even aware of it. And a lot of dentists aren't even trained to look for these things. So you could have this silent infection in your jaw slowly doing you in. And I felt like that's what was going on with me. So this practitioner found it and told me there were two options. I could either do surgery, where they actually go in, clean it out again, let it heal back up, But then I learned that the chances of it coming back are pretty high. And that didn't thrill me, of course. And I definitely at that time was very, I was still recovering my health. I wasn't super healthy, and I was not really, I wasn't really wanting to do surgery, of course. So anyway, she also told me that there was this photon lumen light pad that I could use instead that could stimulate healing in that area and get rid of the infection down in my jawbone without even having anyone open it up and do surgery. So of course, I chose that one, right? So I bought this light pad and started using it, and I was really amazed at how quick I felt better. Because the cavitation, you don't really feel pain, but overall, my whole body felt like it was just run down fighting an infection, and, you know, you just feel cruddy. So I started using that, like, only just 20 minutes a day, and within just a few months, it was much, much better. So that's really how I learned about it, and since I've been using it with clients, it's good for so many things. So I want to kind of share with you what it actually does in the body, because it's really, really such a vital healing tool, and I just want you to know some of the nitty-gritty details. I'm not going to dive into this super scientific stuff, but it's basically doing a lot of things at once, and it actually helps, obviously, increase circulation by... It's actually able to, far infrared and infrared can actually penetrate the body by a few inches. So it's actually able to increase circulation, and that's what's going on in a cavitation is the problem is there's no circulation to that area, so even if you did take an antibiotic, it's not going to get to the area. So the lights actually penetrate into the bone itself. And the really cool thing is it'll go through bone, it'll go through a cast if you have a broken bone, so you don't have to worry about getting it to that area. It'll go to that area just by itself. So it actually helps increase circulation and helps with getting the blood flow to the damaged area so that the body can get the healing things, the oxygen and the nutrients to that area for healing and get the waste products away from that area. These lights also stimulate the production of collagen, and this is an important protein in the body that helps with repairing damaged tissue, and it kind of holds the cells together. So it's also really important for helping when there is like a injury of some type for preventing scars. And this light pad can actually prevent scar tissue from forming when you've had severe trauma or wounds to your skin or your body. It also helps stimulate the release of ATP, which is something that helps produce energy in your cells. And so it actually helps your cells work better and faster, getting the nutrients in and the waste products out. So that's obviously very important for many processes in the body. And then it also increases the lymphatic system activity. And that's important to get the lymphatic system working right, because that's, you know, you have the blood vessels that carry the nutrients to your cells, but the lymphatic system carries the waste from your cells, and it doesn't have a heart to pump it. So it's depending on your circulation, your movement to do it. Well, this light pad can stimulate lymphatic activity, which is really good for people who are like bedridden. So it also helps reduce the excitability of nerve tissue. So it has a very calming effect on the nervous system. It helps relieve pain because of that. So, and it actually, I already covered that it already prevents scar tissue. And then it also releases endorphins and acetylcholine. So endorphins make us feel better. So people that have used a light pad notice they just feel better. They just feel like they're more themselves when they use it regularly. So there has been a lot of research done on it, but I'll spare you the gory details of that. But one interesting thing that I will let you know about is Sherry Rogers, who's an MD. She's a someone who I follow because she's done a lot of detoxification work, written a ton of books. And she's board certified in environmental medicine. And she had an interesting experience with the photon lumen light pad. She actually had an accident in her home where she grabbed onto a frying pan handle that had been inside of a 450-degree grill for 25 minutes. And she's actually been in the emergency room before, so she knew what happens with severe burns. And so when she got this massive burn, I mean, it was pretty severe. She had blistering right away, and she obviously had visions of getting skin grafts and all this stuff at the hospital. But she happened to have this photon lumen light pad, so she grabbed it, and she applied it for 20 minutes on that burn area, and then she took it off and used ice. She alternated those for 4 hours. And so by the end of that, her burned hand had no pain, and all the blistering had gone away, and her skin looked much more normal. And so that's how impressive this technology can be. So I just wanted to kind of share that story with you. But the recent thing that I had happen is that I was in a car accident. And it was not me hitting someone else or someone else hitting me. It was the car freaking out. The steering wheel, I was driving down this small, fortunately, a small 35-mile-an-hour road. And I was just, hang on a second here. All right. So anyway, I'm going to tell the story real quick. And it looks like we have the person who owns the company on with us. So I'm gonna mute you real quick, and then we're going to bring you on in just a second after I share my story. So what happened was my car steering wheel, all of a sudden, it was uncontrollable. It jerked to the left, and I couldn't do anything. So I was trying to go through a curve, and I instead ran to the side of the road, which happened to have a little 3-foot-high dirt embankment and a mailbox. And I hit that, bounced back, and twirled around in the road a few times, and I did hit the windshield and took out the rearview mirror my way, and then I bounced back in my seat. And so I fractured my nose. I got all kinds of wounds on my arms, my knees, definitely lots of blood coming out of my nose and stuff. And you know, I did end up going to the hospital because I didn't know the severity of the impact, and I didn't know what was really going on, and my blood pressure was really low, so I couldn't stand up. And the ENT said, you know, if you have internal bleeding, you won't know. You know, if you go home, you could die, basically. So I went to the hospital, very much not thrilled about that idea. Believe me, that's the last place I like to go. And they did a CT scan and found that I just fractured my nose. There was no internal bleeding. Everything was fine. But what I did was, as soon as I knew I was going to the hospital, my husband was out of town. I texted my staff, Marie and Jessica, and I said, bring my light pad to the hospital. That's all I told them. I didn't tell them how I was doing. I didn't have, like, my cell phone battery was about to die. I didn't have time to give them any of the details. I just said, meet me at the hospital with the light pad, okay? And so they didn't know what was going on. They didn't know if I had lost an arm or what. So they show up at the hospital, and I immediately have them start using it on my face where I had hit the windshield and on my leg where I had a big old gash. And I was in the hospital for a while, about 4 to 5 hours. So they just rotated that thing all over me. And we had it covered in saran wrap so that it didn't obviously get any blood on it or any germs on it. But that thing was incredible, okay? Just incredible. So what happened was I finally got home, and I was using it for just healing the wounds. And what was amazing is just within 24 hours, I could see where I had a wound on my leg, and I could see that there was a bruise about to form that was about the size of my entire hand. And I noticed that when I used that light pad on it for lengths of time, the bruise subsided, and it was going away. And, of course, I used it as much as I could. But what was interesting is when you're in a car accident, you don't always know what got hurt, right, until days later. So what was interesting is the areas that I used the light pad, they didn't really have the bruising. It's like it barely even showed up at all. But then there was areas on my hips I didn't realize had actually hit the seat next to me and different things. And so I had big, ugly purple bruises where I didn't even know I had a problem. Because I didn't use the light pad there, so it turned into a nasty, ugly bruise that hurt. So the interesting thing about the other areas where I used the light pad is I had no pain. Like, I had a fractured nose, I had a black eye, I had hit, apparently, probably my, around my eyebrow had hit into the windshield, but there was, like, no pain in my face because we used that light pad on it, like, immediately for, like, hours at a time. So, super awesome, so cool. And the other thing I have to share is a couple days later, I'm using the light pad, I'm feeling better. I mean, obviously I'm still hurting, but I'm feeling pretty dang good, considering. Well, about 2 or 3 days later, I started having funky symptoms show up, where I had an elevated heart rate, I had a fever, I felt like I had, I just couldn't sleep at night when I lied down. It's like my body was going into fight or flight mode, and I just felt really, really weird. And now that this has happened, I looked it up, and I know what it is. My body was impacted by the trauma, so my body was freaking out. And what it's called, a situation is called, the condition is called hypermetabolism. And it's a metabolic response of the body to physical trauma that you go through. The body is trying to reestablish homeostasis. But because of the severe trauma, my body was being really in fight or flight mode. And it was trying to compensate for all the inflammation in my body, all the cells were trying to deal with all the wounds and all the injuries. And so, but I felt like my body was stuck in fight or flight. You know, that feeling that you get when you, you know, you get scared by something or you almost get in an accident or something. You know, that's this feeling I had, but it wouldn't just go away. So I had one horrible night where I couldn't even sleep because of it. Like, my heart was pounding. My pulse rate was like 96, resting. And I was starting to get concerned because these are symptoms I had with a previous trauma. Actually, when I had my daughter in the hospital, I had something like this happen right after her birth. And so it really concerned me, and I started, you know, wondering, what the heck's going on here? Like, this is not normal. And so after doing the research, and I found that this does happen with a lot of people who go through major surgery or have car accidents or have major problems like really severe burns. Well, the next day, I'm using the light pad. I've been using it on my legs. Well, then I decided to use it on my head again, because I hadn't been using it on my head because I feel like the black eye and stuff was getting better and all that stuff was, you know, it was getting better. So, but one day I went upstairs, lied down, took the light pad, shined it right on the side of my head, and I just laid there because I was like, I hadn't slept that night. I was like really tired, didn't know how I was going to get through the day. And I just lay there on the bed, but within about 10 minutes, I was fast asleep, like sound asleep. Like, this wasn't just a 10-minute power nap. This was like dreaming for an hour. And when I woke up, I felt so much better. And I felt calmer. I felt like my heart wasn't pounding. I felt like something had shifted majorly in my body, and I didn't know what exactly at the time. But now I've put two and two together, and I figured out what's going on. And I think what happened is, the hypothalamus is a gland in the center of your head that controls all the other glands, like the adrenals and the thyroid and all the pituitary, and that's the master gland. And so I think what was going on is that's where I was shining the light pad, and I think it was actually calming down my hormonal system, the hypothalamus, reestablishing homeostasis in my body, so my body was coming out of fight or flight. And so, like, that night, I shined the light pad on my head again, and I slept great for like 8 hours, which is incredible. When you're sleeping on your back from having pain, you can't even roll over. I mean, that's pretty incredible, right? So it was just so cool. So what I realized is I was able to use that light pad to get my body out of fight or flight. My system calmed back down. My heart rate, everything came back down to normal. Just within 24 hours, and then I've been using it every day since, obviously, on my head at night, just to kind of keep that effect and just make sure that it's working well. And what was interesting is the actual setting that I used was for neural tissue, so it's actually helping to repair the brain tissue and the nervous system and all that stuff. So it's fascinating, super fascinating. So the way that it works is it does have a few different frequencies that stimulate healing in different areas of the body. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute the line. And we have the people from this company, Lumen Photon, on the phone right now. Hello.
Hello.
How are you, Pamela?
Been great. It's nice to be with you tonight.
Thank you so much. Well, I just shared a little bit about my story and how I've used it for different health conditions, but I would love for you to share with the people that are listening right now a little bit about your technology in particular, because when you get on the internet, you'll find all kinds of these LED lights that are out there for sale, and not all of them have the same kind of therapeutic benefits as yours. So I'd love for you to take a few minutes and talk about what makes your your light pads so unique and why they're better in a therapeutic use.
Okay. Well, what we know, let me say first of all that we've been involved in this therapy for 15 years now, almost 16 years. So we learned about it before it had been approved for human use, and we were very excited about what we were seeing, which is what led us to become involved. Our lights work with a combination of using infrared and red visible light, which actually are healing to the body on their own. The actual frequencies of red visible light and infrared light themselves produce a healing effect on the body. But in our lights, in our light pads, the infrared and red visible light is actually pulsed at tissue-specific settings that come originally from the work of Dr. Paul Noget. And what Dr. Noget discovered was that every cell, every tissue, every organ in the body has a resonant frequency, and to make a long story short, the lights actually, when they are pulsed at these tissue-specific settings, help to entrain and correct the resonant frequency of the cells that are struggling for a variety of reasons, whether it's injury or toxicity or infection. The lights, when they're pulsed at these tissue-specific settings, actually help to normalize the frequency of the cell, which allows the cell to operate at optimal efficiency, and that's why we see the healing and the detoxification effects and those kinds of things that we do see.
Wow. Yeah, so it's the frequencies that make the difference.
Right. It's really the combination. And then the other thing that I think is important to say is that when we formed our company, we really were so committed to seeing this therapy stay in the hands of everyone who needed it that we didn't use the sort of typical medical equipment model. We didn't build in a big markup, and we have kept our equipment very, very low. In fact, our most expensive equipment is still less money than what we paid for our original equipment 16 years ago.
Wow.
And the other big thing that you'll notice if you look at the other things that are out there is, A, the questions to ask are, do they really have the potency that they claim? And then also, what kind of price range are you looking at, and what kind of support do you get for that price range? I mean, it's a powerful but easy and safe therapy, and we love it.
So I would love to know more about how you guys got into it. I think you said you used it with your daughter, is that right?
Uh-huh, we did. We first encountered it with horses when they were first beginning to use it with racehorses. I think because it's perhaps not as regulated, things tend to show up in the vet world before they become, active in the human world. And the trainers and doctors were finding that they could heal tendon and ligament injuries, they could heal infections, they could actually heal the cornea of the eye, and it just goes on and on. And so that's what sort of prompted us to get really interested in it. We have used it over the years on all of our family and animals as well, even birds. And they respond really well. Animals tend to respond very quickly to the lights, and they don't seem to need as long of a treatment as humans do, but I think sometimes that's because we have to convince ourselves that the healing is happening. And so, say for instance, if you were treating a dog or a horse that had an injury, they would probably take maybe a 15-minute treatment, and then they would signal to you that they had enough for that treatment, where we would typically, in an acute injury situation with a person now, we would treat. In an acute injury, you cannot treat too much. It's not,
right.
There's no way to overdose yourself on the lights. It will only work with the body to create healing. It bypasses the inflammatory response, which is a protective response that the body sets in motion, and actually just goes right directly toward healing.
I believe it. I've experienced that recently.
Yeah.
So I would love for you to share a little bit about, can you share a little bit about the different frequencies and what they're used for? And because I know the one that I used was setting number 3, which is really good for the skin in particular, as well as the nervous system and then neural tissue. So could you break down each one real quick
Sure. Am I still there?
Yeah.
Okay. So three, as you were saying, setting number three is the setting that is really good for neural tissue and nerves and skin. It also works really well for eyes and ears. We do see, we have a lot of people actually reverse their vision problems using the lights.
Cool.
And sometimes we can see resolution of glaucoma. We do have clients who have normalized their pressures using the light, so that's just a little side note. Four is works with the gastrointestinal tract, works with liver, lung tissue, let's see, what else, the stomach tissue, that kind of thing. Five is heart and blood vessels, and the lymphatic system. Both four and five work with the mouth and the gums and the teeth. Muscles, joints and bone would be setting number five. Reproductive organs are usually number five. If we're working with scar tissue or adhesions, we'll go to setting number two, which is more, a little more stimulating. But it also helps the when the healing is occurring, scar tissue actually forms when the cells, kind of clump together in a disorganized fashion, and what the lights seem to do is regulate the way those cells organize themselves so that you don't get the kind of scar tissue that you would get otherwise. And it will also break down adhesions from prior injuries and scar tissue over time. Let's see. Any kind of pain is best treated with setting number seven, and we often recommend a regimen of alternating seven with a, you know, with a more specific setting for a particular issue. Say, for instance, when I tore my my ACL, I alternated setting number seven for the pain with NICO, which is the pattern that uses several of the major tissue-specific settings and just rotates them. And I alternated those settings nonstop for 48 hours because I couldn't get into the specialist. They, you know, they don't take you in right away. And by the time I got in there, the ACL was actually healed. So that was pretty impressive for me. And so let's see, what else can I? So any kind of sprain or strain or cut or injury, the sooner you get the lights working on it, it'll just heal it up right away. You can literally watch it heal in front of your eyes. And I've seen that over and over and over again. So sort of a general rule would be that if you want to stimulate with using the lights, you would use the lower settings. When you want to sedate, you would use the higher setting. And okay. There's a doctor named Dr. Stan Gross, who is a chiropractor, and he's also a fifth-level Chinese medicine doctor, and he's done a lot of work with the lights, a lot of research with the lights, finding that 20-minute treatment with the lights on the NICO pattern reduces histamine and cholesterol and drops the C-reactive protein rates very dramatically. They did a big study Washington University with over 3,000 people, and they documented an 89% reduction in C-reactive protein, which is unheard of in the pharmaceutical world. And we now know that C-reactive protein is an inflammatory marker that underlies all degenerative and disease process in the body. So we think that's a very important finding.
Absolutely. That's really amazing.
Yeah, it is. It sounds like science fiction. The very first time we were ever covered on a TV story, they actually pulled Star Trek footage of the doctor with the lights over, and we laughed at it. I remember the story. So Dr. Gross also discovered with the Chinese medicine doctors that they could produce the same tonifying or sedating effects on the acupuncture points using the lights alone, and they get a very fast response. So a lot of our recommendations will include treatment over acupuncture points to support the healing in whatever organ or tissue or system you're working on.
Yeah, I love that. Well, I'm going to rattle off a few things I've used it for, and then I would love for you to hear from you what else, because you guys have way more experience with it than I do, obviously. But we all know it's good for healing wounds, of course. Broken bones, I've used it with clients with broken bones, and like you said, the longer the better, And I had one lady, we used it like for an hour and a half, and she was able to walk on her foot the next day. It was amazing. It's good for burns, like I covered, skin wounds, ulcers, any kind of resistant infection, because it can penetrate down into the body and deal with the infection. It helps regenerate nerves, and it's good for accelerating any kind of skin issue, the healing of any skin issue. It's good for carpal tunnel, sprains, strains, bursitis. We've used it for things like that, plantar fasciitis, and osteoarthritis, muscle tension, and joint pain. So what else would you add to that? I know you guys, just talking to you the other day, you said it was good for, like, strokes, recovery from strokes.
Some amazing things with stroke relief. We, even after a considerable amount of time has passed, because the lights will help to regenerate the nerves, and clear away, you know, the damage. So it's very beneficial for stroke. Some seizure clients can avoid actually going into full-blown seizure by using the sedative settings, which is very interesting.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, it's migraine is another thing that that we have good success with. As you were saying, oftentimes, like with a sinus infection, or we see this with cavitations as well, where it's a kind of a hidden infection back in the sinus cavity, and you may not have any symptoms, or it's down in the jawbone, you know, sort of eating away at the integrity of the bone, but you don't have symptoms. The lights actually can reverse that kind of damage and regrow healthy tissue as well over time, which is wonderful. We've seen resolution of even stage 4 cavitations.
Yeah, that's actually what I covered before you got on. Was I had a level 4 cavitation, and that's why I got the light pad to begin with.
Oh, great. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Ron may have mentioned at one point to you that we had have had people. Our daughter has a severe scoliosis. One of our daughters does, and we've used the lights extensively for her, and she did a whole lot of deep structural reintegration work, and the therapist would use the lights with castor oil with her to loosen up the tissue before they even went in and did any work, and that helped her to really tissues to open up and accept sort of the restructuring in a far less painful way than we would normally associate with that kind of deep tissue work. Another thing we had happen, this was with one of our dogs years ago. She got into a neighbor, had poured out some antifreeze, and antifreeze is horrifically poisonous to dogs, and our dog got into it, and we rushed her to the emergency vet, and we put the lights on her immediately while we were rushing her, and she healed from that with no liver or organ damage, which is amazing.
Where did you place the light pad?
We put it over the area of the liver and stomach and kidneys.
Okay.
And
that's pretty impressive.
Emergency clinic, and we went there several times a day, and just so that she could get treatment, and they let us come in there and treat her, and that's what we did.
Right.
So that was pretty amazing to us. I'm trying to think what else.
We do have a few questions, and if anyone else has any questions, go ahead and type them in now, because we can go ahead and cover these before we wrap up here. Someone asked if the light pad can help with gut issues. Digestive issues. What have you seen? Because there's so many different things that can affect the digestive system.
Right. Well, it helps to normalize the tissue in the first place. It will heal ulcers and things like that. It will help with inflammation. So any kind of like inflammatory bowel condition or, you know, Crohn's disease, things like that, it helps vastly. I'm trying to think what else. It is beneficial, definitely, for gut issues. It also helps to detoxify, so that it will help the liver to function more effectively and restore more normal, healthy balance to the tissue.
Uh-huh.
So we do have good success with those things, yes.
And when you use it over organs like that, are you using the NICO setting that cycles through the main frequencies?
You can, and I often do recommend that because the way that our bodies are organized, everything is connected, and so the symptoms are not isolated usually to just one level of tissue. By the time we have an organ that's compromised or you know, experiencing damage, then we have multiple layers of tissue involved. So we will often recommend NICO or the NICO program, pre-program setting, or we will recommend alternating settings so that we can get, you know, the reducing of inflammation and also get to the healing frequencies as well.
Right. Someone asked that we talked about healing injuries, but we have a lot of people nowadays, especially in our area, that have joint pain due to chronic Lyme disease.
Right.
What have you guys seen with that?
It's really helpful with the pain. I don't think that, and I'm not sure if Ron would say anything differently about this, but I don't know of anyone who's completely reversed or gotten rid of Lyme disease using the lights, but it is very, very helpful for the pain and discomfort, and it's excellent with reducing the inflammation. It would surprise me if it doesn't over time but you'd probably have to do a lot of treatment because it's a systemic issue.
Well, that's the problem, yeah. I mean, you'd have to, like, have lights everywhere.
Right. Well, actually been our dream. We'd love to see a sort of a tanning bed situation where you could
I like that idea.
Specific frequencies at different areas of the body so you could treat more areas at once.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you guys have any more questions, go ahead and type them in now. So someone wants to know where to get one of these. Well, you can go to their website, which is lumenphoton.com. And they have different sizes. Do you want to speak to that, Pamela? Because I have the one, because I'm using it over my jawbone, I got the smaller one. And
right.
It's so handy. I mean, you can move it anywhere on your body, but you guys do have bigger ones that look amazing.
We do. They are kind of named for the number of diodes that are in the pad. So the 90 is the smallest one. And we have a 90 pad, a 132. The 132 is about 50% larger than the 90, and it actually is our best-selling unit. Then we have a 264, which is a longer unit, and then we go to multiple pad units, depending on, you know, there are different combinations of multiple pads, which allows for more. For instance, if you wanted to treat both of your knees, you might want to just get a dual pad unit so you could treat both knees at once, and then that just makes it more effective. Or, now you can do the same treatment with any size pad. It's just if you're going to treat a larger area, it may be more time efficient to get a larger pad or a dual pad unit.
Right. Yeah, I believe mine is the 132. So it's a great size for all kinds of stuff.
It really is very versatile, and I think that's why a lot of people opt for that one. We also offer an option where if you thought in the future you might want to add an additional pad, you could have your first unit have a dual port, and then later you could add another pad, which is
you can do that? So you can have two pads with one controller?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's new.
The other thing that I should mention is we also do make a blue light pad with blue and infrared, and we have a lot of estheticians who use that for skin that has a tendency to have acne. Or be inflamed, and people also find some success using it for depression, interestingly enough.
I was going to ask about that. Someone asked me if it's good for depression or seasonal affective disorder.
Yes.
So it's the blue light that's better for that instead of the regular lumen light?
I think for the seasonal affective, you could do either. It's an area we'd like to see more research in because we've heard success on both ends. With the depression, for some reason, it seems like the blue light might help to reset that more effectively. But I would certainly use the other if I had it, and I bet it would work.
Right, right. Someone asked specifically how you use it for migraines, like what setting, and I'm sure you place it over the head, but
right.
You want to elaborate
We were mostly treating... we would start at the base of the skull, and we would use NICO. And if the migraine has already if we can get to it before it's full blown, then we would go with NICO. If it's already full blown, we would go with 7 until we can sedate it to get the tissue sedated back a bit, and then you can add in the NICO as tolerated. And we start at the base of the skull and kind of use a similar placement as we would use with sinus, where we would use it over the forehead to get those the cavities right above the eye, and then over the cheekbones. over the base of the skull and over the lymphatic drain points at the right under the collarbone.
Oh, okay. That's great to know.
Yeah.
Let's see. Any other questions, you guys? Go ahead and type them in now.
It's also really great with rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
A lot of good success with that, too, although, again, this is systemic. I should say that sometimes with lupus or fibromyalgia, autoimmune situations, we sometimes will start out with the more sedative settings and then build up because their nervous system is already so excitable that they do better with a shorter, more sedative treatment at first to get revved up to it.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. What about anything with, like, autism? Have you guys used it in that regard at all?
I haven't. Now, Ron actually talks more with doctors and practitioners than I tend to get to because I sort of do the other end. So he may know something I don't there, but I'm not aware of it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, you know, having said that, I think I would be inclined to try it because of what we've seen with, you know, with things like depression and brain injury and just the restoration of normal function to brain tissue. So, you know, I would kind of be tempted to do that along with, you know, detox protocols and things like that to see if there isn't a possibility to normalize.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Because there's just so much now that are brain injuries, like even that multiple chemical sensitivity is a brain problem. There's so many different ways that toxins affect the brain, but yeah, you're right. I mean, a lot of these chronic diseases are systemic problems that need nutrition and detoxification, and the lights are just another tool to help stimulate healing, but they're not, like, the only thing you would ever use. Unless you were dealing with, like, a wound or, you know, something like that. So
we've also seen some really dramatic results with traumatic brain injury.
Like where people actually get a concussion and things like that?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And burns, I know you covered Sherry Rogers' burn, but we had a practitioner who was using them in the burn unit with the vets, and this was phenomenal. We're very happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
But traumatic brain injury is a new area of research, and they're seeing complete recovery, not just improvement, but complete recovery.
That is amazing.
Yeah, it really is. So that's coming down the pike, and it's really exciting research because there's so many and benefit from it.
Right. Well, I'm a believer, that's for sure. This thing is really it's just impressive. It really is. I mean, I'll have a client come in who will just be complaining of just joint pain, that maybe they just worked too hard or did something and hurt their joints, and then they'll just use the light pad just for like even 20 or 30 minutes, and then they'll walk up, they'll stand up, and they'll be like, hey, I'm good. So it's just they work so well, and I just can't recommend them highly enough. So we already said your website, but I want to go ahead and say it again just for people to be able to access that. It's Lumen, L-U-M-E-N, Photon, Photon.com. And so you guys redid your website recently.
Yeah.
And at one point in time, you had a lot of information on cavitations on your website. I'm sure the government wanted you to take some of that down. So do you guys have that as a resource anywhere else that people can access?
We do. We can mail out hard copies of information that we can't, that it's more difficult for us to share on the website because of, you know, the off-label use, it's called, that's kind of dicey about. So.
Yeah, I know. You gotta be careful what you say nowadays. So, but I think I think your husband said that if anybody buys one from you, you get a whole thing of testimonials and what's been used for and all kinds of stuff and how to use it, right?
Yes, and we also, that's basically what we do all day, every day. We really encourage people to, because many times people will buy a light because they have one particular issue that they're thinking about, and then they'll start, once they're using it, they'll think about something else has come up, or maybe they have a new injury or circumstance. We are, a lot of times we help to refine the protocols or suggestions to help people get the best use out of it. So we really encourage people to stay in touch and feel free to ask questions.
Well, and that's what I love about you guys. I mean, like, you've had so much experience in the clinical setting. Like, I can call you up and say, hey, I got this going on with a client. What do you think? Can I use it for that, or is it good for this? We just actually have somebody right now has a great question. Have you ever used it for cancer or seen it have benefits for that?
Yes.
Okay.
And, of course, you know, that's a very, again, one of those areas that's really, we have to be very careful about what we say.
What we do is we just tell people stories of what we've seen happen when people, you know, do, you know, certain protocols that help heal their bodies. Like, we've seen things get improved. So
yeah.
I know you can't make claims, and that's a biggie. So you can't
right.
say, oh, yes, it's good for such and such. But, you know, have you seen people that have had tumors use it over their tumor area and seen a reduction?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Very cool. Well, I do know far infrared is great for that. So, and I can't even imagine what the other frequencies are doing for it. So,
right.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. It is very exciting. And, you know, Sherry Rogers wrote about that herself when she's been asked that question several times. And I think we've gotten one of the strongest statements we'll ever get on that, because she said that she can't see any reason why not. And she can see many reasons why it should, in fact, heal it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
Our experience has borne that out. So
that's very cool.
So, and I often will say to people, what I know is that if I were in that situation, I would not personally hesitate.
Right. Oh, of course. Absolutely. Somebody asked that, does it come with an instruction manual, as it sounds complicated? Well, it's not complicated, just so you know. We've used a lot of terms about different settings, but there's only like 7 settings. And there's one main setting you'll use for like 90% of the problem. So it's not that complicated. But it does come with a little instruction booklet, right?
Yes, it does. And the instruction booklet, simplified settings guide, and also a little bit more technical settings guide for people who want, you know, the more technical information. It really is the beauty of it is how easy it is to use and how safe it is to use.
Oh, yeah, extremely safe. Have you ever used it for neuropathy?
Oh, yes. Neuropathy is one of the things that's very well documented.
Ah, okay, good.
Yep. We do very well with reversing peripheral neuropathy.
And then would that be the NICO setting as well, or a specific setting for something like that, because that's more nerves?
Right. I think what we would do is alternate.
Okay.
Because a lot of times, well, we'll see a lot of the people that we've dealt with that are dealing with their feet, and so we also feel that the circulatory part of it is very important, and so we usually will recommend an alternation between NICO and the nerve settings.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I don't see any more questions coming in, so is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap this up?
Just good luck with healing and full wellness.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you were able to call in tonight, because I wanted to at least get you guys have such a wealth of knowledge and get your expertise and to be able to, you know, share a little bit more in depth about your technology, because it's just phenomenal. So I think everybody should have one of these in their home for emergencies like traumas and things that come up. You know, there's just so many different uses for it. It's just amazing.
Yes. Yes, it is. Our phone number, can I give our phone number?
Sure.
The office phone number is 828-863-4834, and we're happy to talk with you and answer questions or do whatever we can to help.
One more question came in. You said it has been used for carpal tunnel, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep, it's, like I said, good for so many different things, so... Well, thank you so much for coming on with us tonight, and I am just so happy to promote you guys and everything you got going on. You're just, I can tell you're really in it to help people, so that's kind of what we do, so I'd love to support people who are doing that.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it very, very much. We appreciate everything that you're doing.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us tonight, and we're going to cover a lot more in-depth topics in the next few weeks. Multiple chemical sensitivity, we've got a webinar on mold remediation and ozone. So I look forward to you joining us. We'll probably be doing these in the evening so we can catch more people on the actual live calls. So anyway, thank you so much, and I hope you guys have a great night. Take care.
Thank you.
The moderator has left the conference.